Welcome to the Surely Not Podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. Join Cassie Garrett and Alan Stanger as they dissect the top headlines, social media posts, and internet stories that just make you scratch your head and say, surely not. Join them as they get to the truth of the matter on the Surely Not Podcast. It's that time, Cassie.
Hey, Alan.
Another Surely Not Podcast.
I'm excited about this one, too.
So, I sent this to Cassie a couple weeks ago. It says, a local student finds all but one U.S. president are all related.
Surely not.
Now, I had a hard time believing that.
Yeah, this one was tough. And, you know, I'm going to put my disclaimer out there like I do, that I did not personally go through and research all of these connections because it would have taken me 2 years like it did the little girl that did it. So I took a look into it, and it looks like originally the story was back in 2010. This gal was going to Washington, D.C. for a trip, and she was trying to raise money to go there. So she was looking to raise $10,000, and she was selling replicas of her poster, the U.S. President's Family Tree Chart. So once we got to looking into this, I started to see, okay, how could this possibly work out? And when I got down to it, the only direct descendants that are related in the United States presidents was John Adams and John Quincy Adams, obviously father and son.
Right.
William Henry Harrison and Benjamin Harrison, grandfather and grandson. And then we had George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, obviously father and son. Other than that, it gets a little bit shaky.
A little shady, eh?
Yeah. So we go into second cousins, and you've got James Madison and Zachary Taylor. Then you start to get a little bit more tricky. You got James Madison and James Polk once removed. Zachary Taylor and James Polk once removed. And it kind of goes from there. It gets pretty rough once you get down to ninth cousins.
Yeah.
Do you know any of your ninth cousins?
For all I know, I could be married on ninth cousin. I don't know.
Listen.
Have you checked your genealogy? Yeah. So, and it really gets crazy when it's removed. So once removed.
Right.
You know, it's...
And I still don't fully understand that. I think that I'm a decently smart girl, but it's hard. So removed, I looked that up too, because I felt like that was important. Like, how closely related are these people? So, for example, we had second cousins, James Madison, James Polk. They were once removed. So that means when the word removed is used to describe a relationship, it indicates that the two people are from different generations. You and your first cousins are in the same generation. So you basically have the same grandparents. So the word removed is not used to describe two cousins. Once removed means that there's a difference of one generation. So for example, your mother's first cousin is your first cousin once removed. So you start to go through that and you get twice removed, three times removed, four times removed. That just basically means you're four generations away from that ancestor. So when you get up to ninth, you're nine generations from that ancestor, whatever that looks like.
And so some of this is by marriage as well, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you start getting into the marriage of it, it is really hard to decipher what's what.
So one of her statements was that she found that every president except the eighth president, Martin Van Buren, mm-hmm. was a descendant of King John of England.
Right. That's kind of where it all starts, which makes sense. You know, he helped write the Magna Carta, which, you know, obviously goes along with everything America was based off of. So it makes sense that they could be descendants of his because so many people from, you know, Britain came over and all of that.
Right.
But it's kind of a mess.
Yeah. So, you know, I know King John because he was the villain in Robin Hood.
They talk about that a lot.
Yeah, he was the bad king. That's the one Robin Hood had to take out.
Listen, this podcast is not about Robin Hood.
No.
I don't have enough on that.
He was the Prince of Thieves.
Well, was he in Princess Bride or no?
I don't think so. Andre the Giant was in the Princess Bride.
Yeah, but I was thinking the bad... No, you're right. No. Yep, that was another guy. My bad. Princess Bride, though, classic movie if you haven't seen it. get it out, watch it with your kids, isn't it?
Anytime you can have a guy that's 7'4"
and a singlet.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the movie, he doesn't have a singlet.
No. In the movie, he doesn't. There's a tiny person in the movie. Along with him, which makes it even funnier.
Who's the tiny person?
Well, that could be a normal person, probably. They just look tiny next to him.
Yeah, well, obviously. And he had that deep voice and all that. And at the end of the movie, she jumps out the window and just falls into his arms because he's so big.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just hard to... So this girl was a seventh grader, it looks like.
Yeah, she was 12 when she did this. And apparently... well, I guess she was 12 when she finished it. She started when she was 10. And kind of the story behind that is her grandfather had been doing genealogy for like 60 years. So she really did it with him. And the whole point was he liked to prove that, you know, the facts of history. So going back and doing the genealogy obviously showed, you know, who was related, when they came in and all of that.
So I'm reading here about FDR was distantly related to at least 11 other presidents.
Yes. Now that came separate from her. That was one that I found on actually WikiOrg in the Familypedia. They had a little bit more of the smaller breakdowns that were a little bit more understandable. So I thought that that was an interesting fact that he was actually related to 11. But of course, again, through marriage and things like that.
Yeah, 5 by blood and 6 by marriage.
Yes, exactly. Other presidents, though, I thought this was kind of interesting, have shared the same surname, Andrew and Lyndon Johnson, but they have no known relationship, which is pretty interesting for, you know, two presidents.
Well, I mean, back in the day, it's just like this little town of Brookville.
Yes.
So it seems like every time I turn around, I'm talking to somebody I'm related to somehow.
Well.
So back in the day when there was just the you know, the 13 colonies.
And right.
I mean, you can see how that could happen.
Well, and what's really interesting, well, first of all, let me just say, when I first moved to where we live here in a small town, I always thought that, you know, I mean, I didn't realize how, I guess, I don't want to say inbred it is here, but like you said, everybody's related. And I remember my first serious boyfriend, I went to a family reunion with him. On his mom's side, and I met two of his cousins that were married. Then I went to his dad's side, and the same two cousins were there. And I just could never wrap my thought around how that happened. And he kept telling me, like, they're not related. And I'm like, but they are, because they're at both sides of your family reunion, so they have to be related. And it just got me thinking, like, if this 12-year-old came down here into Franklin County, woo, there might be some divorces happening after that, because there is no way these people aren't all related.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's so that same topic, you know, years ago up in Minnesota, so the average IQ up there really dropped. And the problem was there was all these small communities, and the people didn't get outside the communities.
Sure.
And, you know, after 3 or 4 different generations, people... You know, that's what was going on.
That's not good. Well, what is it? You can marry your second cousin, I think, in Indiana.
I don't know. I just, that wouldn't be right.
I think it is. I think it, because that's pretty darn close. I mean, I remember my second cousins, no problem. And I don't think that's a good idea.
No. You know what? It makes for a smaller reception. You don't have to pay for
that's true.
Food and stuff.
Because you've got one side of the family coming only, not
exactly.
His and hers.
Exactly.
And that probably helps with division and family issues too.
Yeah, and Christmases and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a whole lot easier.
It sucks for your kids when they go to school, but other than that, it sounds like a win for everybody else.
Cue the dueling banjos music.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not going to try to do that song.
Yeah, so.
And then there was another interesting one because, you know, bringing it all the way up to Barack Obama, there is actually a thing that says James Madison and Barack Obama are related 9 times removed.
Surely not.
Exactly.
How can that be?
I don't know. I really don't. I did. If there was one that I was really going to look into, but you have to understand, 9 times removed, that's a lot of and I don't even know how that works because there's not 9 generations between those two. How does that work?
It's got to be by marriage.
I guess.
This is too complicated. I don't know how a 12-year-old girl in the seventh grade came up with this.
Listen, and how come Barack Obama was never telling us, like, hey, I'm related to James Madison? That's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't know. I don't know.
Well, if he'd have told us that, there wouldn't have been a big deal about his birth certificate.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But some other cool things are, you know, besides all the presidents being related, and I think it kind of goes back to them being related, is there's a lot of presidents that are related to British royalty. And early on, you know, right from the beginning, George Washington was a descendant of Edward III of England. And then you go into Thomas Jefferson, who was also a descendant. Now, that's where I think it gets interesting because, I mean, I haven't read anywhere that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are related. I don't think that they knew that they were related. So I think that that's pretty neat that you had a lot of these guys that were descendants of royalty and people in power that came over and then obviously had the same types of abilities. Is that inherited? I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's deep.
Deep.
And it goes all the way down to George H.W. Bush and his son are descendants of Edward I of England and Robert II of Scotland. And then we even have Donald Trump on here. Oh, here you go. Barack Obama, though. He's a descendant of Edward I of England and William the Lion of Scotland.
Let's think about that a minute. William the Lion?
What kind of guy do you think he was?
Roar. He's a roaring king.
He was tough for sure. But then you've got Donald Trump, who is also a descendant of Edward III of England.
Wow.
I just don't... So that means like if he's Edward III and we look back at the rest of them, that's who George Washington was a descendant of. So does that mean George Washington and Donald Trump are related?
Well, even... Barack Obama was a descendant of Edward I.
Right.
And Donald Trump's a descendant of Edward III.
Right. So wouldn't Barack Obama be a descendant of Edward I too?
I don't know.
Edwards aren't related.
Maybe they're not related.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't do enough research.
Yeah.
I apologize to the people listening because I just didn't know it was this technical.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in.
And it really makes you appreciate the 12-year-old girl who's in the seventh grade.
Well, and here's the other thing that I will say. I fully believe in this, you know, to some extent, but there's a couple things that I noticed. Number one, when I was trying to research this, and findagrave.com is a great resource because it will tell you their grandparents, and you click on them, and then grandparents beyond that. But... it reminded me a lot of reading like Genesis and when they were talking about like Moses and Abraham and all their descendants. Like, I can't follow that. That's just the part of the Bible you skip over. And that's how I felt when I was doing this. It was like, this is too much. I don't really need to go back that far.
So there you have it.
That's it.
That's kind of crazy. Kind of crazy.
It is. Really cool, though. Oh, I will say this, too. In Liberty, Indiana, I was able to, at one point, relate the people there to Ben Franklin. Now, it was through his wife because it was his wife's niece, and her husband was from Liberty. But still, Ben Franklin.
There you go.
Right there.
Right in Liberty, Indiana.
You got it.
Awesome. So, for the Surely Not podcast, I'm Alan Stanger with
Cassie Garrett.
And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Surely Not podcast, a production of Whitewater Publications. With Cassie Garrett and myself, Alan Stanger, we hope you've enjoyed. Please take time on whatever podcast app or player that you are using and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive comment. It just helps promote the podcast that much more. If you like, go to our web hosting site, anchor.fm, and leave us a message right on our podcast page, and we'll get back to you. It's a fun time. If you got suggestions, leave it on our Facebook page, or you can email us at surelynotpodcast1@gmail.com. So till next time, I'm Alan Stanger for Cassie Garrett, and you know what they say.
Surely not.